This moment is in that same watch AMD Special Choice SN, the time for Dr. Tai Muhammad, the date of service of January 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Nancy Haynes, that's NANCY space HANES. Database is 05111969. Please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of December 19th, 2012. Torture appearance of the drink note. Penis of reason for this follow-up, penis of the collision. However, I had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Haynes in our clinic today. Please doesn't know she is a very pleasant 43-year-old Caucasian lady with a past medical history, signals for hypothyroidism, factor 5 iodine deficiency, endometriosis, vitamin B12 deficiency, hernia disc, and hiatal hernia pit. She's on a cardiac clinic today for follow-up with business. I have today with the patient is complaining of office of palpitation and dizziness associated with near presyncopal attack speed. However, she did deny complete total loss of consciousness speed. Recently, the patient had an episode of chest pain with moderate exertion. So we shortened breath, palpitation, and near syncopal experience period. She denies any orthopneum presumably in Disney or shortened breath period. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication, swelling, skin color changes, varicose veins period. Also today, within the patient still complaining of bilateral upper arm and hand discomfort. Sometimes she feels numbness. And also she has excessive episode of excessive sweating in her palms of the hand and also soles of her foot and feeling of cold period. Her symptoms are not associated with the change of the weather period. She's compliant with all of her medication and follow up with her primary care physician regular appearance. Paragraph past medical history number 1 hypothyroidism, appearance number factor 5 leading deficiency, appearance number endometriosis, appearance number vitamin B12 deficiency, appearance number hernia disc, appearance number hiatal hernia, appearance number sinus tachycardia, appearance paragraph past medical history and contributor, appearance paragraph social history, the nice smoking, the alcohol, using a listed doctor, appearance paragraph family history, significant coronary disease, hypertension, and refractory disease, appearance paragraph allergy, she is allergic to Demerol, appearance paragraph current medications. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of December 19, 2012. Chart units are a physical examination by the sign with the blood pressure is 116/73. Her pulse is 76 beats per minute. Her weight is 148 pounds. Her height is 5 feet 5 inches. Her BMI is 24.6. Please copy the normal physical findings template. Please copy the diagnostic investigations. Please copy all of the diagnostic investigations from page 3 and page 4 from December 14, 2012 chart. Penis paragraph assessment and plan number 1. Palpitation, this has a long history of palpitation associated with dizziness period. It's usually occurred associated with nausea, vomiting, and poor urine period. The patient also had an episode of chest pain associated with her palpitation and dizziness, and also came about with a moderate exertion period. Due to the patient having multiple autoimmune disorders, we suspect this is an autoimmune in nature period. We did refer her to DMC and University of Michigan for all extensive evaluation, and multiple studies were done and workups were negative and were insignificant period. The patient was prescribed Enderal 10 milligrams to be taken once daily. However, she did not start on the medication yet. She wanted to see a rheumatologist before starting on the medication period. We'll follow up with her in the next follow-up visit and see how she is doing. Period. Also recommend her to call us for any changes in her symptoms as soon as possible. Period. Next number, hypothyroidism. The patient is currently taking 88 micrograms of synthyroid. She is to follow up with her primary care physician and to chronologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number, patent form and ovary. The patient underwent TEE in the past that he revealed a patent form and ovary of no hemodynamic significance. Period. We'll continue to monitor her and follow up with her. We see her today echocardiography for any progression of her condition. Period. Next number, vitamin deficiency. The patient has a history of vitamin B12 deficiency and she is taking B complex and vitamin B12 injections monthly. Period. Recommended her to continue doing so and to follow up with her primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. We also gave her folic acid supplements, 1 milligrams to be taken daily, and also vitamin C supplements. Period. She is also taking vitamin D supplements. Period. Next number, upper bilateral hand complaints. The patient has multiple complaints which are affecting her hands. Number of complaints causing skin color changes, excessive sweating, feeling of numbness, and feeling of cold sensation, and also sometimes alternating hot sensation period. As per her description, her symptoms with her history of factor 5 loading and hypothyroidism, autoimmune disorder was suspected. So we did advise the patient to follow up with a rheumatologist regarding this matter. We'll follow up with her on the next follow-up visit for the assessment period. Of note, her recent upper extremity arterial double ultrasound study did not show any significant abnormalities, and it was a negative period. We'll follow up with her on the next follow-up visit for a reassessment period. Next area, thank you very much for now, have the care of Ms. Haynes, please, the phone number and provide for her. Then the question was, at that time, please, see her back in our clinic in 3 to 4 weeks or sooner if necessary. Please, meanwhile, she is instructed to continue seeing her primary care physician as a good health care business paragraph. Thank you very much. Please, this is in the paragraph of Muhammad Zain, that's MOH, AMD, special, SSA, and medical student, the claim for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is in the dictation.